That's right. This is The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Birch hosting. Delighted and honored that you are here. You know, Tri-State Livestock News, they're not flashy or fancy. No, they just focus on what matters. That's providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online at tsln.com.
If you're a golfer, you need to go to visitvalentine.com. Check out Frederick Peak Golf Club right here in Valentine, designed by Tom Lehman, or the Prairie Club. They're open for the summer. They've got public golfing available there. Go to the Prairie Club's website and check that out. And while you're in town with a little golf, how about a break down the National Scenic River, the Niobrara River, number one in the Midwest for river adventures. You can find out more details at visitvalentine.com.
I was just sharing in an earlier program some humorous differences between prison and work.
Yes, sure.
And I thought I'd maybe continue with those. I don't have many left, but okay. They are funny and they're designed to make you laugh. Okay, people, they're just jokes. Okay, and actually, Zach Dean sent these in to Jim Thompson, and that was quite a few years ago. So
yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, a little bit of history here. Anyway, they're still funny. So, the difference between prison and work. In prison, you can watch TV and play games.
Yep.
And at work, you can get fired for watching TV and playing games.
True.
In prison, you can, well, they allow your family and friends to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And at work, you aren't even supposed to speak to your family. Prison, all expenses are paid by the taxpayers with no work required. And at work, you get to pay all of your expenses to go to work, and they deduct taxes from your salary to pay for prisoners.
Okay.
Ouch. Oh, and in prison, you spend most of your life inside bars wanting to get out, and at work, you spend most of your time wanting to go out and go inside bars.
True.
Just laugh. This is all lighthearted fun. At prison, you must deal with the sadistic wardens, and at work, they're called managers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just a little silliness there. Nothing serious at all.
I have something sent in from Dwayne and Diana Hayes here a while back to The Good Stuff called A Typical Grandparent's Answering Machine These Days.
Okay.
Good morning. At present, we are not at home, but please leave your message after you hear the beep. Beep. If you are one of our children, dial 1 and then select the option from 1 to 5 in order of arrival so we know who it is.
Okay.
If you need us to stay with the children because they're sick, press 2. If you're calling to borrow the car, press 3. If you want us to wash and iron your clothes, press 4. If you want the grandchildren to sleep here tonight, press 5. If you want us to pick up the kids at school, then press 6. If you want us to prepare a meal for Sunday or to have it delivered to your home, press 7. If you want to come here and eat, press 8. If you need money, press 9. If you're calling to invite us to dinner or taking us to the theater, start talking now. We're listening. A typical grandparent's answering machine these days. I don't know if that's typical or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's very cute. I like it indeed. So, Mike, I've also got some more of those anger sayings and quotes. I've got just a few left, and I thought all of them were so incredible. Whatever is begun in anger ends in shame. Benjamin Franklin. That's a quote from him. And anger is what makes a clear mind seem clouded. Kazi Shams said that. And the more anger toward the past you carry in your heart, the less capable you are of loving in the present. Barb DeAngelis said that. And it is a waste of energy to be angry with a man who behaves badly, just as it is to be angry with a car that won't go. Bertrand Russell. Very good. I thought all of these were extremely interesting.
We haven't heard anything from Tony Bullitt for a while. This is one called Branding Cattle. Kind of short for you. A New York family bought a ranch out west where they intended to raise cattle. Friends came to visit and asked if the ranch had a name. Well, said the would-be cattleman, I wanted to call it the Bar J. My wife favored the Susie Q. One son liked Flying W and the other son wanted the Lazy Y. So we're calling it the Bar J Susie Q Flying W Lazy Y. But where are all your cattle? They asked. Well, the rancher said, so far, none have survived the branding. That is a long brand.
That's a very long brand. That's a clue.
If you have something for The Good Stuff, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.